We're holding in Chaf Tevis, Siman Mem Dal Alacha Yud Gimel. We're going to be going today to Siman Mem Hey, Alacha Beis. So first of all, we're still discussing what happens if a person is benching and he's making mistakes. Shows you how human we are. And it's not, we're not the only ones that make mistakes. Says so many Alachas depend, are based on mistakes that people make and concentration, etc. So here, the Shulchan Aruch is written 500 years ago. The Kitzel teaches us, the Kitzel is 200 years ago, a little bit less. So the Kitzel teaches us the following. If you didn't remember until after you started the next bracha, meaning you started saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Akel Avinu, etc. So even if you just said the words Baruch, there's no hope. No hope means you have to go back to the beginning of the benching. You can't use the Kitzur brachas of Asher Nasan, etc. Asher Nasan Shabbos. Now, therefore, says the Kitzur, the first two meals on Shabbos, Friday night and Shabbos day, there's an obligation to have these meals, so therefore you have to go back to the beginning of benching. Now, if you just said the words Baruch Atah Hashem, you should finish off your Lamdeini Chukecha, because that's a pasuk in Tehillim, so this way you don't have a bracha levatala. Don't say Hashem's name in vain. But you still go back to the beginning of a benching. When it comes to the third meal, where even on Shabbos you're not mechuyev, you're not obligated to eat bread, it's a mitzvah to eat Shabbos. This, even for women, according to some Mishnah, it's a whole interesting discussion we'll get to when we get to Shabbos. But you're not obligated to eat bread, that's for sure. And certainly on Yontif, on the third meal. So since Birkas HaMazon is not an obligation, so therefore you don't have to go back, you just finish benching. Unless you remember in a place where you could say Asher Nasan, the shortened brachas, then you should do so. And that's true even, doesn't matter how many meals you have on Shabbos or Yotav. Now what happens if a person makes a mistake on Rosh Chodesh, he didn't say Yalav Yovei? So the halacha is like this. On Rosh Chodesh also, there's no obligation to have a meal, but it's a mitzvah to have a meal. Unlike Yalav Yovei doing davening, where if you forget during the daytime, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. When it comes to benching, you don't. However, if you finished Baruch Atah Hashem, Boinei Barachem Av Yishleim Om, and you didn't start the next bracha yet, you could still insert the following. And there's no chasima, there's no seal to that bracha. If you didn't say Yalav Yovei, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Nasan Mo'adim La'am Yisrael Sosim V'Simcha Es Yoyim Chag, whichever Chag it is. And then you finish the bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azman. Mishabur discusses whether that's our minhag or not, but that's what the Kitzur says. Rosh Hashanah, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Nasan Yom Tovim La'am Yisrael Sosim Yom HaZikoron. Is it Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael Yom HaZikoron? If you remembered, if you didn't remember until the next bracha, you do not go back. This is a very interesting halacha. You do not go back. Why is that? Rosh Hashanah is a whole dispute if you're obligated to eat or not. So therefore, kids are passing, you don't have to go back. They used to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rosh Chodesh Shechalias B'Shabbos, an interesting case. You have Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, and you forgot to say Ritzei, and also Yalav Yov, and you remembered in the right spot, meaning before you started the last bracha, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Melech HaOlam Asher Nasan, and you put together, you combine also Rosh Chodesh in the beginning and in the end, and you say Asher Nasan Shabbos Asim Nuchal Am Yisrael Ba'avu Lois Ubris, V'Rosh Chodesh Mezikon Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael Asher Chodesh. And even though on Rosh Chodesh usually you would not seal it, but here it's going to get the good Shabbos, you could. Now, what happens if you said, let's say, classical Shaila, you said, let's say, we didn't say Yalav Yovei. The halacha is, you don't have to go back. Why is that? Shabbos, you said, and the Shchodesh, the obligation is, you're not obligated to eat on the Shchodesh. Even though it's an obligation to eat on Shabbos, that doesn't make the Yalav Yovei an obligation to go back and retract and repeat again. That's the interesting, tricky Shaila that you get quite often. Chanukah and Purim, if you forgot to say Al-Nisim, the halacha is, you didn't remember until you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, meaning Al-Aotz, Al-Mazon, you said already Hashem's name, you do not go back, but you could repeat it, you could save yourself by the Harachmans. At the end, you say, Harachman, Yas, Al-Nisim, Niflas, Kumashot, Salah, Vasein, Ba'amim, Bezim, Azim, Mimim, Tisho, and you go through the whole thing, and we mentioned this when you were learning Hilchas Chanukah, such an interesting halacha, that you get to, so to speak, make a prayer, a request. Next. Person's eating on Shabbos and it becomes dark. So this happens probably every Motzei Shabbos. If you're eating for a while, you're at the Tish or whatever Shal Shiz by the Rebbe. So the halacha is, so long as you didn't daven Maariv, you still say Ritzah, even though right there's nighttime, it's already what's called Motzei Shabbos, it's Yom Rishon technically. Same thing on Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim. Since you started the meal during the day, you have to mention whatever is connected, meaning the benching goes based on when you started the meal, and even though you're benching at night. Now this, by the way, by the Sfaradim, it's a little bit more complicated. It's not so pashut. So if you're a Sfaradi, you have to ask a Shaila. Now, if a person ate Erev Rosh Chodesh, and the meal went into the night. So here's a good Shaila. He started the meal, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. Now it's already Rosh Chodesh at night. And you ate a kezais of bread at night, you have to say Avli Yovah, because once you had a kezais of bread at night, so now it obligates you to eat bench. When you're benching for what it is right now, and it's Avli Yovah, it's Rosh Chodesh. Same thing happens on Chanukah and Purim. Now here's where it gets complicated. If you started eating on Shabbos, and now the meal drew into the night. So Shabbos, you started before Shkia. You had a nice meal, went into nighttime. And now at night, you also had a kezais. And happens to be Motzei Shabbos, which is Sunday, is Rosh Chodesh. So you say both. This is called what seems like Tatri de Satri. It seems like a contradiction. How can you say today is Shabbos and at the same time today is Rosh Chodesh when it's two separate days? But it's not a contradiction because each one has its own cause of why you're mentioning it. There are those that argue, and therefore the reason because of this concern, this, by the way, applies to Chanukah and Purim too, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But since there's a dispute about this, best not to have a kazais at night, and then you don't say Yalav Yomer. If there's a non-Jew, in the house when you're mentioning Birkas HaMazon, and you say, Oisanu b'nei v'ris kulanu yachad. Very interesting language. I don't think people know this so much, and it's a good question what exactly this includes. Certainly, are we talking about the Aftgo of the Kirchovim? What if this person has cleaning ladies, etc.? I don't think people have this minig. It could be maybe those dafka legabe, maybe the shai was legabe idol worshippers, but minig, I don't think anyone does this. The next siman speaks about zimun. Now, zimun is a beautiful mitzvah to bench together. In the old days, if let's say you had 3 of 10 and one was leading the zimun, he wasn't just saying, Alboy senevorech. He was actually benching the entire benching. By the Gronics, the Vilna Gronics, the Hasidim in Yerushalayim, there's a lot of in Iratika, in the old city, they follow Minega Gron. From what I understand, they actually have one person that benches the whole benching and everyone listens. The reason why we don't do this today is because the power of concentration has definitely dwindled and weakened. Now, here's what the halacha is. So three people that are benching together, there's a mitzvah to bench together with Zeman and to bench on a cup. Mitzvah to use a cup. And the chatchila, one should be mehada, should be a cup of wine. If you can't use wine, you could use other things, which is called chamal medina. So that includes beer, schnapps, and other drinks, tea, coffee, and orange juice, milk. Now, all these things are big disputes, because as a kitzur says, this is where wine is not so plentiful, and the other items are much more drank, so to speak, to replace the wine. Today, I think we are, Baruch Hashem, flowing with wine if anyone wants, and therefore it's hard to say that you should replace it with anything unless there's of course a need for it, etc. So then you definitely could rely, especially when it comes to I think that coffee is actually one of the strongest because it's not drunk for quenching your thirst, meaning the Moshe writes that that's a Coca-Cola and these type of beverages are really done for quenching, not as a chashivas, and therefore they don't replace and don't are not considered chamal medina. There are those that are leaning to that too. And interesting that the Kitzur says that there are those that actually bench even with a cup and the benching alone. I used to do that. I used to leave my coffee for the end of my benching when I was in yeshiva to use that. But the mice are interesting that Pikabala, the Rizal says you don't bench other kois if it's only one person. If it's three, you should definitely bench if you have the wine on the table, which many times you have today, Shabbos. And if you don't have the wine on the table, it's mitzvah to be mehada when it comes to 10. And last halacha for tonight, moizginas akois. Mezigas akois used to be, they used to dilute the wine, especially the one was too it was too concentrated. So they would dilute it. Today, really, you don't have to do it because it's already diluted. But the kids told me when they used to say, you used to say, the order would be to dilute the wine, the cup first, and then wash your hands. So they said, no interruption, like we learned the importance of and the skulas and the refuas that exists. Someone was telling me how the mom, she saw refuas because she was careful with not washing, not interrupting between the teres yadayim, doing mayim v'chonim and benching. What's interesting is our pikabala, really what they do is, and the Sfaradim, I think, are more makbid than this, is that they fill up the cup of wine, but not all the way. And then when they get to the bracha, alaot ha-teva, so in noidelecha, when they get to the word alaot ha-teva, before that, they pour three times. And the idea is to show that the wine is so concentrated and is so powerful and so strong that how blessed the land of Israel is. But this applies even to Chutz La'aretz. Certainly, if you have wine from Eretz Yisrael, it's a nice thing to do. Have a beautiful day.